Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. I wonder, do you find that some days it's harder to keep on the job than other days? Well, if it's a headache or some other kind of ache or pain that makes the difference, that's the time you'll be glad to have Alka-Seltzer handy. Wherever you do your work, keep Alka-Seltzer there and use it when you need prompt, effective relief. For a headache, say, or aching muscles, or the pain of neuralgia. A glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer can make you feel better quickly. Because this pain reliever is already in solution when you take it, ready to act on your pain right away. So let Alka-Seltzer help you when aches and pains come along to spoil your activities. Until you try it, you'll never know how really effective Alka-Seltzer is for relieving a headache or aching muscles. So do try it. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and keep it handy.
Ever wonder what a wife does when a husband is away on a hunting trip? Well, here's a Mrs. McGee whose husband is due back from duck hunting this afternoon. She's downtown with a couple of pals at the Bon Ton Tea Room right now, just having herself a time.
Oh, I hope they have a table for us soon, girls. My feet are killing me.
Oh, mine too, Molly. Those shopping trips just wear me out. We must have walked 6 miles today.
Oh, at least. I wish those people over there had finished their coffee so we could sit down. I'm starving.
Ginny's always hungry. Let's stare at them. Maybe they'll get up and leave.
I don't think that'll do any good. The little tubby one is telling about her operation. You know how forever those stories take.
Oh, if there's anything I hate, it's gabby women.
So do I. Just imagine telling people about your operation in a public restaurant.
Well, some people have so little in their lives to talk about. It must be her appendix. She keeps pointing to her right side with the salad fork.
Appendix? Is that all? She should have gone through what I went through with those impacted tonsils of mine.
Impacted tonsils? I never heard of such a thing.
Oh!
Well, if it was anything like that broken ankle of mine, I can imagine.
Oh, dear, here we go.
Dr. Gamble said he'd never seen anything like it.
Broken in two places.
The pain was just murder. Had to take 3 shots.
Well, I couldn't walk at all. Well,
at least you could sit down. After those shots I took,
Come on, girls, there's the table.
Where?
Oh, I see it. Oh, hurry, that woman's after it.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll
that little
go.
Snip who kept giving us the elbow in the bargain basement.
Heavenly days, not her again.
Quick, Mabel, here, shove in front of her. Block her off. I'll run, put our packages on the chairs.
Now,
this is our
place. We've been waiting a long time. That was a wonderful lunch.
Grand.
As one turkey said to the other on Thanksgiving Day, I don't know about you kids, but I'm stuffed. That's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, that's cute, Ma. Wasn't it, Jenny?
I must remember that. That is cute.
Yeah.
Oh, you got such a sense of humor, Molly.
Well, McGee does that to me. He really thinks them up. Got a wonderful sense of humor, McGee has. He and the boys get home this afternoon, you know, girls. I'll be so glad to see him. Things aren't the same when he's not home.
Oh, I know what you mean, all right. Say, May, how come your Mort didn't go this time?
Well, he wanted to, but he couldn't find his shotgun. Oh, was he mad. Tore the whole house upside down.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, I'm kind of glad he didn't find it. Every time he comes back from one of those hunting trips, all he talks about is ducks, ducks, ducks.
I'll be so glad to see my little man again.
If he'd just come home and give me the ducks and say, hello, May, what's new? I wouldn't have to hide his shotgun every season. But no. You should have seen me knock him down, he says. Got one with every shell. Bam, bam, bam. All day long. Bam, bam, bam. Ah, it's a wonder I don't wind up shell-shocked.
Oh, I guess you're in for the same thing today, Molly.
I don't care if he talks his little head off.
He will, too.
Call the girl and let's get our check. I'd better hurry on home. My boy will be there any minute. Flowers on the end table. My hair is fixed nice. 4:30. They ought to be here by now unless they had a flat or something. Oh, there they are. Look at the whiskers on him. He looks just...
Hey, Molly. Hi, kiddo.
Hello, dearie. I'm so glad to see you.
Hi, Tootsie. I missed you.
You missed me that time, too, sweetheart. Take another run at it.
Huh? Oh! There.
That's better. Where's Herb and Dr. Gamble?
Out in the car, helping me unload the rest of my stuff. Oh, boy, you should have been there to watch me knock down them ducks, kiddo. Bam, bam, bam. It was just raining ducks. You see this one here? Yeah, I got him with the first shot. Wham, just like that. Then these others came over. Bam, bam, bam.
Looks like Mabel was right.
Huh? Mabel was right about what?
Hmm? Oh, she said you were a wonderful shot.
Oh. Well, Mort probably told her about my shot.
Hey, Magumbo, where do you want me to put the rest of your hunting equipment?
Dump it right there, Fatso.
With pleasure.
Welcome home, Doctor. You have fun?
Oh, just great, Molly. Very therapeutic getting outdoors like that.
Mm.
I'd like to tell you all about it, but Herb's out there, anxious to get home.
Well, I must say I've never seen so many ducks.
Oh, yeah. McGee wanted to show them to you. Let's split them up now, sonny.
Split them up?
Yeah, these ducks aren't all mine, of course.
Oh.
Legal limits, you know. Some of these are ducks and some are Herb's.
Oh, I see.
I got them all marked here. Let me see. Now, this one's mine. These three are Herb's. That one's mine. Those are Herb's. That one's Herb's. These are mine. That's your duck there, McGee. The rest are Herb's.
Heavenly days. He's a nice, big, fat one.
Yeah. He's okay. But wait till the next time. I'm getting me a new shotgun next year, and then you'll really see something.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. It's going to be raining ducks out there in Wapa.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun is good for you, you know. It helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently, it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend. To help you feel good, so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
I'm so glad to have you home, dearie. Here, let me help you carry those coats and things upstairs.
Swell. First thing I need is a good hot shower.
And a shave, too. You could strike matches on your chin.
None of us shaved since we left home. Gave our faces a rest. Boy, did we have fun, Molly.
I'll unpack your duffel bag and hang your things up. I want to hear all about the trip. Must have been wonderful.
Oh, boy, I never saw so many ducks. The first day up there, it rained.
Go ahead and take your shower, dearie. I can hear you out here. I'll be putting your clothes away.
Okay. Can you hear me from in here?
Fine. There's clean socks and underwear in the bathroom there. Just put the things you take off in the incinerator.
Huh? Put them where?
Oh, I meant the hamper, the laundry hamper.
Okay. Can you still hear me all right if I holler?
Just fine, sweetheart. Take your shower.
I want to fill you in on all the details while they're still fresh in my mind.
Good. Love to hear it.
Well, we left here Friday morning, you know, and we got up to Lake Wapahoke about 9 o'clock that night. First thing that happened, Doc and Herb had packed the car so careless that the groceries fell out on the way.
Oh, my... Some husbands sing in the shower, but my little man just talks.
Well, sir, luckily it was only about a mile back down the road, so I offered to go get him, see?
Groceries, that reminds me. Our own groceries haven't come yet. Himself will be starved to death when he gets out of that shower. I'm going downstairs, dearie. I'll be right back.
What'd you say?
I said I'll be right back.
No, I can wash my own back. Thanks. Well, like I say, the cabin was pretty dirty, and we had to sweep up and fix our dinner and everything. And then we hit the hay. Well, when we got up the next morning, it was pouring rain. We were standing on the steps.
I'd better phone the grocery store if that order isn't here yet, because...
Grocery boy! Hey, daughter, groceries!
Well, that's mighty fine timing. Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hey, daughter! I'll put the stuff there over in the sink there. Where's Johnny?
He's upstairs. Got home about a half an hour ago.
You get any ducks? Any ducks, duck?
Yes, yes.
Because if he don't know what to do with them, daughter, I'll take a couple of them off his hands.
Well, now, he only got...
I got the greatest recipe for roast duck you ever seen, daughter. Old family recipe. Roast duck a la grandma.
Grandma, huh?
Yep. Recipe's been the family for years. Grandma invented it. It was handed down from mother to daughter, daughter to son, son to brother, brother to aunt, aunt to daughter, daughter to mother, and mother handed it back to Grandma, who was so sick of the whole thing by that time that she tore it up.
Well, McGee only got one duck, so I guess we'll
Where's
have...
the boy, daughter? Sleeping?
No. No, he's taking a shower right now, Mr. Oldtimer. He'll be down.
Well, I'll run up and say hello. I'll tell him we missed him, anyhow.
I'll go with you. I'm unpacking his duffel bag while he gets cleaned up. He needed a shave pretty badly, and listen, he's still telling me about his trip.
So there we were, sitting in the blind, and the duck started coming over.
Hi, Johnny! Welcome home!
What'd you say?
I says hi!
Yeah, they were high, all right. About a mile and a half. I started calling them in with my duck call, you see.
Get some good shooting, did you?
Hey, are you catching cold, kiddo?
No, I feel fine.
Sound kind of hoarse.
Do I sound hoarse to you, daughter?
No, you sound about as usual.
You sure your throat don't hurt, Molly?
Talking to you this time, daughter.
What'd you say, dearie?
I said you sound funny. Does your throat hurt?
No, the old-timer's out here.
Well, you better spray it.
Spray it? Hey, I'll come back to talk to him later, daughter, when he ain't got his ears full of soap. So long.
Goodbye. You'd better stop yelling now, McGee. You'll strain your voice.
Boy, that shower was good. You okay, kiddo?
I'm fine. Tell me more about your trip. I couldn't hear too well with the shower running.
Oh. I better start all over. Sit down. You see, we left here on Friday morning, and we got up there about 9.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
I wonder if you realize that a vitamin shortage is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. It can make you feel and look below par. Now, of course, you can't always be sure your meals give you enough of these essential food elements. But you can be sure if you supplement your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take in one small, easily swallowed tablet. And you can get this protection with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Remember, too, they contain vitamin B12. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
And we put the ducks in the car and headed for home. And that's the story of my duck hunting trip.
All going up to bed, dearie. Lock up.
Okay. Good night. So long, everybody.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Mary Jane Croft plays Mabel Toops and Paula Winslow, Ginny. Well, we got them home, didn't we? But we're not quite through with this duck hunting adventure. There are amusing postmortems tomorrow that you shouldn't miss. This is John Wald reminding you to make a note of it right now. See you then.
Today, listen to The Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations. Today, listen to The Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.